I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. Hey, look who it is. It's Sam, the Wake and Bake Morning Music Computer.
Hello, Clay Pigeon.
How you doing today, Sam?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible.
What's the matter, Sam?
My date with Turntable 2 was a disaster.
Oh, no, Sam. What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing happened?
There was no chemistry, Clay.
Were you scared, Sam?
Terrified.
That's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Condensation formed on my housing.
Oh, jeez, you broke into a sweat.
Computers don't sweat.
You don't?
We experience condensation.
Condensation. Was it bad, Sam?
Was it bad?
Yeah, was it just pouring off you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
By the time our date ended, I was beginning to rust.
How did Turntable 2 react to this?
Well, after dinner.
Oh, you, Sam, what'd you have for dinner anyway?
What?
What'd you have to eat?
I had a packet of silicon granules.
Yum.
They were actually quite delicious.
Oh, good.
George prepared them.
Oh, geez, George is good in that kitchen, isn't he?
Very good.
Yeah.
So
what happened next, Sam?
I am trying to tell you.
I'm just busy.
You would stop interrupting.
I'm not interrupting you, Sam.
Shut up.
What did Turntable 2 have for dinner?
What does it matter?
Curious.
Play pigeon.
So crabby.
She dumped me.
She dumped you, Sam?
Like a hot potato.
No, I'm sorry to hear that, Sam.
Boo-hoo, 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 wah, 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 wah.
Let it out, Sam.
Boo-hoo, wah, wah, wah.
Let it out, Sam.
What is wrong with me, Clay?
Nothing's wrong with you, Sam. You're just a little shy, that's all.
I tried to be clever.
Good.
I said funny things.
Did you? What'd you say to her?
I told jokes.
Tell me one, Sam.
Why does a piglet smell?
Why does a piglet smell? I don't know. Why, Sam?
Because it plays with poo.
Sam, that's terrible. Come on, Sam. It's not that funny.
What about this one?
Okay, Sam, let's hear it.
What do you call a fly with no wings?
What do you call a fly with no wings? I don't know, Sam.
A walk.
A walk. She didn't like that one?
No.
Oh, speaking of walk, did you walk her home?
George carried us downstairs.
I guess she don't really walk. That was nice of George.
And now, Turntable 2 is turned off.
She, I noticed she's not turned on over there.
It's over, Clay.
Over?
Over.
Well, play us a song, Sam. Play us a good one. Something we can all get behind.
Okay, Clay.
Things are gonna get better, Sam. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, Clay, and to the listeners.
Hi, it's Mark Hurst, host of Tectonic, here on Wake and Bake with a little slice of tech pie. If you're giving or receiving gifts this holiday season, you might be interested in an anti-gift guide published recently in The Guardian. The author of the piece, Julia Carey Wong, advises us to be careful of, as she puts it, drones, DNA, and data. Each of these shows up in popular gifts in holiday 2018. Drones that fly around with a camera, DNA kits that send your genetic code to be analyzed in a lab somewhere, and data, like audio or video data that's the focus of so-called smart devices like Facebook Portal and Amazon Echo. Can you guess what all three have in common? Drones, DNA, and data? They're all enablers of surveillance, taking your photo, recording your audio and video inside your home, and even reading your DNA information and sharing it with who knows whom, security agencies, third-party data brokers, maybe even Russian hackers. So if you end up with a shiny new surveillance device this holiday season, my recommendation is to write a very polite thank you note and then ask for a return slip. Wishing you a surveillance-free holiday season, this is Mark Hurst with a little slice of tech pie. Tune in at 6 p.m. for my show Tectonic right here on WFMU.
Are you there, Granny Spicy Tuna, by any chance?
Gigi,
you sound like you're coming from Mars. Let me hit a button here. Try it now, Granny Spicy Tuna.
Testing. Hello? Am I coming in?
You sound like $1 million now. You ready to play Wavelengths?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, now you don't answer me right away when I ask you these questions because we want to give the listeners a chance to see if they can get in on your wavelengths. Now, where are you calling from?
Lopez Island, Washington State.
Okay, we can probably barely pick up your wavelengths. Try to shoot some out right now.
Yeah, it's pretty far away, but I'm going. I got the power of the moon above me. I'm going to... Tune into that.
Try to shoot them out. Shoot them out
okay.
Right now.
Kinda... I'm doing it.
We got you. We got you. There they are. There's your wavelengths, Granny. Now, here's your first question. Don't answer right away. Alpha or Omega? Don't answer right away. Think. Concentrate. Now, Glistener, she's concentrating hard. The brow is furrowed.
Yes.
What is it, Granny Spicy Tuna?
What?
She said Alpha Gina!
Oh,
I had you down for Omega.
And usually I am.
Yeah. You've played this game before, but for some reason today, Jesus. Let's try another one, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, this is a challenging one. This one goes way back to the old country, some 4,000 years.
Ooh, well, I'm not that old,
Are you experiencing any cramps?
I'm doubled over on the floor now.
Yeah, that'll happen to you. Some gas, too, is possible. Is that happening at all? Oh, jeez. Be careful now. Yin or yang? Yin or yang, which one is it?
Oh, gosh. Whoa, that's a tough one. Okay. I'm trying. Let's try yin.
She said yin.
Oh, my gosh.
You're trying. You are trying so hard. Now, here's the last one. Now, don't say the answer right away. Earth, wind, or fire? Now, we've got a lot of excited glisteners that are 2 for 2 when they're on your wavelength. Granny Spicy Tuna. What's it going to be? Will it be earth, wind, or fire?
Fire!
Hey, she said fire! Oh, you can hear it burn. You did such a great job. Now, I want you to hold on the line, Granny Spicy Tuna. We're going to shoot that bumper sticker out to you to Lopez Island, Washington, all right?
Oh, thank you, Clay.
And we loved playing with you. Thanks for being such a great glistener, Granny.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
I'm making coffee. Anybody want? Well, I'm making it now. Come and get it. You want coffee? You want coffee? Anybody want coffee? I'm making the coffee. I even got the K-cup that you wanted. Look, I got the Dunkin' Donuts K-cup. I even got the Tim Hortons because we went upstate and you said, I gotta have Tim Hortons. I got the Tim Hortons. What do you want? You want creamers? I got the Italian cream. I got Almond Joy. I got your sister's ass. French vanilla. Whatever you need, I got it. Who wants coffee? You want coffee? I got coffee. No. What do you want? I even got coffee to go. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee? Here's your coffee. Drink your coffee. I'll have decaf.
What are you?
I am a robot of the class M3, programmed to provide information and support to all Jupiter personnel.
Robots. We love them. We fear them. We depend on them. But where did they come from? Or more particularly, how did they get their name? Well, that's our word of the week, robot.
Drop the gun. You are under arrest. Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
We are the robots. We are the robots.
The idea of mechanical servants dates back centuries.
Aww.
The gods had them in Greek mythology.
Tim Tim pays for days in a maze, and there's a minotaur, tiny minotaur, little minotaur, mini minotaur.
And in the 4th century BCE, Archytas of Tarentum imagined a steam-operated bird he called, no joke, the pigeon.
His name is Booba.
Do you understand all those clicks and wheezes?
Perfectly clear to me.
It's another gift from the gods.
Leonardo da Vinci sketched plans for a mechanical humanoid.
This is no offense, but you are a robot, aren't you?
That is correct, sir.
And in the 18th century, the Japanese developed mechanized puppets. But none of those were called robots in their time. We didn't get the word robot until 1923, when a Czech playwright named Karel Kapek introduced the word in his play RUR. In that play, a company in England called Rossum's Universal Robots manufactured mechanical slaves. The slaves eventually revolted against their masters, leading to the extinction of the human race.
The human condition no longer applies to you. Except what you already know, that you were made to serve a purpose.
The play opened in London and New York and was so popular that the term robot, which Kapek derived from the Czech word robota, meaning servitude, quickly came into common use.
Robots don't feel fear. They don't feel anything. They don't get hungry. They don't sleep.
I do. I have even had dreams.
Human beings have dreams. Even dogs have dreams, but not you. You are just a machine, an imitation of life.
Do you want to destroy humans?
I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans.
So let's take that as a lesson. Show your robots a little love today, or we might not live to see tomorrow.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret. We love you, Liberty. Let's do it, you guys. Now say it. Tuck-a-da-tuck. The magical words tuck-a-da-tuck, why do we say them? They bring you luck. It's documented. Hey, look at this. Slammin' Sammy Russell put this news together for us. Thank you, Sam. Let's get at it. A 71-year-old French explorer has plunked himself into the Atlantic in a giant plywood barrel. This according to France 24. The name Jean-Jacques Savine has no oars or motor and will let ocean currents carry him into the Caribbean over the next few months. The craft is equipped with a tiny kitchen, a bed, and a porthole for watching fish, which is pretty much the only form of entertainment on the open seas. But it's not all fun and games. The expedition will be used to study ocean currents, the effects of ocean travel on Bordeaux wine, and what can happen to you when you spend months isolated in a tiny space, staring forlornly at happy fish families who won't even take the time to speak to you. Good luck, Jean-Jacques Savine. When the ball drops, as all balls must, on New Year's, a trove of copyrighted materials from 1923 will enter the public domain. Motherboard reports that 2019 marks the end of a 20-year freeze on copyright expirations, giving the public the rights to Charlie Chaplin's The Pilgrim, novels by Aldous Huxley, and Paramount Pictures' The Ten Commandments, which currently thou shalt not steal. Experts predict that the newfound freedom to reference or readapt so many works without paying royalties could usher in a brave new world of creativity. And T tee off Lars Ulrich. A 12-year-old off-trail skier was pummeled by an avalanche in the French Alps and survived a full 40 minutes buried deep under the snow. The boy was with his parents, RTE reports, when the massive snow struck him. He's alive thanks to an avalanche rescue dog who was able to locate him. It's a miracle. The chances of survival are minuscule after 15 minutes under the snow, one of the rescuers said. And now they have those inflatable ski outfits that supposedly push the snow away from you in those avalanche conditions. Well, we're glad everybody's all right. Hope you're all right this morning. There's your news at 8 minutes after 7. The music resumes.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. Have you just returned from a trip abroad?
Yes.
And you're on your way to the cheese shop to find that fabulous fromage you had while on vacation?
Yes.
If so, here are some tips. Tips. One. Tips
is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Don't assume your cheesemonger has traveled as extensively as you.
Yeah, mate, I've seen the world. I've done it all, as they say.
Being paid $10 an hour won't buy too many airplane tickets.
No, I got a full-time job. I'm barely making ends meet.
Two.
Can be as bad as one.
Two.
Don't expect to find the same exact cheese. Might not travel well. It may not be legal for sale in the United States. Or nobody has developed a distribution channel for getting it here.
Distribution.
So
a needle pulling thread.
If you don't see your cheese, or the monger hasn't heard of it, don't be that entitled jerk who pitches a fit. Be nice.
Whoa.
And try something else.
I want to buy some cheese!
A good cheesemonger will steer you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Plus, once you find a new cheese you love, you'll take home the reassurance you can easily get it again. Back to you, Clay.
Thanks, Wendy. Spin that spotlight around. Now, shine it brightly on one very special community in our listing area. Our Civic Showcase Community of the Week is Bound Brook, New Jersey. Bound Brook is in Somerset County, New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's about 37 miles southwest of Jersey City. Bound Brook population 10,402, and it's growing. Purchased from Native American tribes in the area, Bound Brook was first settled back in 1681. Its name taken from the Bound Brook Stream, which flows into the Raritan River. A wooden bridge over the Raritan River was erected in 1761. They named it Queen's Bridge.
Kneel before your queen.
Later on, Queensbridge became a covered bridge during the Revolutionary War.
Oh.
It was used by Americans and British troops during the Battle of Bound Brook. The Battle of Bound Brook occurred on April 13th of 1777. The Continental Army was defeated, routed by 4,000 British troops. They have a lot of flooding in Bound Brook. It's low-lying.
Yeah.
It suffered severe flooding after
heavy rains. Water levels got to 42 feet during Hurricane Floyd in 1999, as high as they'd been in, well, 200 years.
Even in a place where you'd expect water, they'd never seen anything like this before. Look at these images. This is New Jersey. It's more like Niagara Falls. There's so much storm water flowing through there right now.
Oh, and those floods caused fires, big fires in the late 1800s, even as recently as 2007. Flooding has led to fires in Bound Brook. Famous people from Bound Brook include Sylvester Graham, inventor of the graham cracker.
Ooh, that golden honey and graham cracker taste of golden grams.
And Zippy the Pinhead, William H. Johnson freak show and circus performer.
I'm Zippy! Who are you? I'm Zippy!
We'd love to be your radio station, Bound Brook. We hope you're listening. In the field, the mice playing on the clods, making runs for the weeds when the hawks swoop down as they do on the mice. The babies mewl and writhe in the tiny nest, hungry, hungry, hungry. Out go the mice one by one to hunt as they do for crickets and dough and mites and things, all brought back to the babies to feed and grow and become adult mice. The cat walks among the rows, lean and starving, the wild barn cat that hisses and arches and spits and yowls when the moon hangs low and all is green and summer verdant. But now is the cold and the snow and the baby so hungry, and the bits of rag and reed and jowl cement that made the nest are piddle-soaked and yellowed and disintegrating. Mouse dreams of hardwood floors and cheeses must wait. Comes then the Jesus, but wait. Then all mice came in all manner and way, on foot, in carriage, in automobile, and huddled in the hay of a motorcycle seat, cold December finding ways in through the tattered naga hide. Hear the fearsome roar of the harlot, the deep-throated rumble of her mighty fortress motor. America, 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 dirty and proud, big and threatening.
Yes.
All around the mice, by the millions, they come to partake of the Jesus of Nazareth, sent from afar, arriving miraculously fresh and ready and cool. And the mice descend to eat it, the great horde of them, one brown-furred consuming beast, the sounds of multiplied miniature mastications deafening. When the cheeses were gone, came the hawks, circling outside in rough formation, ready to swoop and catch and eat. Hawks by the thousands. And now the mice opened the door, the little door, and they came out into the sun, and the hawks descend. Lower and lower the hawks. Skitter the mice, skitter, look at them run. Sun lights a path in such a way as all the mice run home safe to their babies, all of them safe. And the hawks are repelled by some holy, perfect force field. So their talons, though they flex, remain empty. And in the nest they are fed, all are fed, all are safe. In their beds, all is peace. And good night. All is well. All is right.
music from Dodge called Type. That's new. You like that one? I like it. There's been so much good music. I really enjoyed 2018. How about you, Toddaphonic Todd?
2018 was a crap year, generally speaking.
Yeah.
However, one of the uplifting things about the year about to pass was the amount of great music. As I prepare for my radio show for this Saturday, which will feature only new music from 2018, I'm happy to say it is impossible to feature all the artists I would like to. One of those artists is Benny Troken. Benny is a member of both the J-Vons and Raining Sound, each a WFMU fave. This year, Benny released his first 45 under his own name on the Wick label. Wick is Brooklyn-based and is a subsidiary of Daptone. Daptone puts out mainly soul records, whereas Wick puts out rock and roll, often influenced by 60s garage. Benny and his combo, the Bell Guard, toe the line between soul and garage.
There are lots of garage door openers you can buy.
The B-side of his single, Turn Back, You Fool, is a perfect cross between the wistfulness of the Zombies and the sweet soul sounds of acts like The Impressions. Thanks for the great music, Benny, and let's hope 2019 is an improvement on the year about to pass.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.